We have 38 million people affected so far by this flood emergency. More than a million people have been relocated. A lot of the focus is on the Three Gorges Dam right now. As we've seen, they've opened the floodgates. This isn't the first time they've opened the gates during this current flood emergency. What is unprecedented about what's happening right now is the volume of water which is going through the Three Gorges Dam. This is unprecedented. It has never happened before, and as you say, this is a very big test on this massive structure. The reason why they're doing this is because while it is dry here right now in Chongqing and Sichuan province, there is more rain on the way, and so they need to relieve some of the pressure upriver of the Yangtze.
The latest method they're thinking about using to try to stop this issue with the oil will be something referred to as a static kill. The oil will be static. It will not be flowing freely because of the cap in place. So the idea is they would basically inject mud, cement right to the top half of the wellhead itself and stop the flow of the oil. It is still not the end game, though. The thing that really is going to be the kicker in this, the thing that really should stop this crisis altogether, will be the relief wells. And once they have the relief wells, they're going to use something, another method called the bottom kill. Same rule applies. So they simply are going to inject that mixture of mud and cement into that part of the well and then kill it off.
They asked me to resign. And in fact, they harassed me as I was driving back to the state office from West Point, Georgia yesterday. I had at least three calls telling me the White House wanted me to resign. I didn't discriminate, and I went out of my way to make sure no one who came to the agency was discriminated against. They were not interested in hearing the truth. No one wanted to hear the truth.
Our son, he came up this morning and says, "Mama, turn on the TV to CNN. And he said, "It's about your friend, Shirley Sherrod." And I said, "What?" And we listened, and I said, "Great, that ain't right. They have not treated her right. Well, she did. She's the one I give credit to helping us save our farm."
At this time, she'll be remanded to serve her sentence, and the court is going to order that there be no house arrest, no electronic monitoring, no work release, and no work furlough. Defendant is now remanded to custody to serve the 90-day jail sentence.